Hey Food Eaters, how's it going? This is episode number 88 of the Food Labels Revealed podcast. I'm your host, Mel Weinstein, your self-promoting, self-possessed, and self-professed prophet of processed foods. Nothing like a little bit of alliteration. In the last episode, I mentioned that I was contemplating a change in the podcast. After about 8 years of rambling on about industrial foods, food additives, fast foods, and government policies, I'm ready for a change. Risky? Sure. I don't want to lose my tens of thousands of listeners who tune in every month for my fascinating takes on nutrition and ingredient labels. Well, that's a bit of an exaggeration. Let's say more realistically, there probably are hundreds of dedicated listeners from all over the world. Now, there's nothing to cry in anguish about. I won't be completely abandoning the old format, which addressed new packaged foods, news stories about the food industry, educational quizzes, and the deconstructing of fast food. But I'll just be doing those things a few times a year, unless some extraordinary things come up. So, what's going to be happening? I've always had an interest in the history of science and technology. What were the innovations that changed society? And who were the movers and shakers that made them happen? Who were the people behind the events? What shaped them? What were the disappointments and roadblocks in their lives? When I taught chemistry, way, way back in time, I always tried to introduce historical background into my lectures, so students could get a sense of the people behind the discoveries that we often took for granted. Sure, everything they needed to know was right there in the textbooks, the principles, the laws, the methods, etc. But where did all that knowledge come from? It came from very smart people building on the ideas of others. Very few discoveries arise out of a vacuum. Similarly, I've thought about the commercial food industry. How did our modern food system, the good and the bad, come about? Was there maybe a single individual that we can point our finger to and declare that person was the founder of our modern food system? Well, not a single person. There were hundreds, if not thousands, of individuals that might fit the bill. But in my humble opinion, there was one guy that deserves most of the credit. His name was John Harvey Kellogg. Heard of that name? Yeah, it should sound familiar. Yes, I'm talking about the cornflake guy, the man who started the American cereal industry in Battle Creek, Michigan, a town that we would probably know nothing about if it weren't for that guy and his inventions. But that was just one of many new changes that he brought to American society. He also did some crazy and deplorable stuff that makes his life story pretty fascinating. In his day, J.H. Kellogg was a complicated, highly respected, fanatical, and controversial national figure who changed the country and subsequently the world. Here's just a short list of his accomplishments. He was a notable doctor and surgeon. He altered in positive ways how medicine is taught, explored new ways to help people lead healthy lives, invented new machines and methodologies for food production, invented new machines and therapies for healing. As a philanthropist, he gave away pretty much everything he earned. He never met a sick person he couldn't help. The first time I encountered Dr. Kellogg was in the fictionalized, lighthearted 1994 movie called The Road to Wellville. Anthony Hopkins played the lead, Kellogg. A pretty lousy movie, 5.9 stars out of 10, according to the IMDb. As I recall, Kellogg was parodied as a addled, eccentric buffoon doing a bunch of crazy things at his sanitarium in Battle Creek, very loosely based on his life. However, the film did have some big stars in it. In addition to Hopkins, there were Bridget Fonda, Matthew Broderick, John Cusack, and Dana Carvey. You can catch this flick on YouTube or Amazon Prime. So, here's the plan for the upcoming months. I want to talk about J.H. Kellogg's life in a podcast teleplay. Hopefully, by the last episode, whenever that occurs, you'll see Dr. Kellogg as more than just a breakfast champion, but as someone who helped shape the world that we experience today. I'll be drawing on two primary resources for this project. First, the 2006 biography called John Harvey Kellogg, Pioneering Health Reformer, written by Richard W. Schwartz, an historian for the Seventh-day Adventist Church. The book arose out of his doctoral dissertation at the University of Michigan in 1964. The second resource is The Kelloggs, The Battling Brothers of Battle Creek, written by Howard Markell in 2017. Both references are listed in the show notes. Needless to say, countless books and articles have been written about Dr. Kellogg and his business enterprises, and numerous documentaries as well have been produced. My portrayal of this American legend is not intended to be complete, but to simply provide some insights into his life and times, particularly as regards the early years of the packaged food industry in this country. I'll end this introduction by mentioning a huge irony in the legacy of Dr. Kellogg. For his whole career as a medical doctor, social reformer, entrepreneur, and businessman, his main focus was on healing people, improving their diet, and preventing future illness. How did his cereal manufacturing enterprise evolve to produce some of the unhealthiest products to ever hit grocery store shelves? The simple answer is that Dr. J.H. Kellogg, the inventor of cornflakes, was not responsible for any of it. The name of the company today is W.K. Kellogg, not J.H. Kellogg. The doctor's younger brother, Will Keith, took over the fledgling company in the early 1900s and turned it into the processed food giant that we know today. How that happened is a part of the good doctor's history, which we'll learn about as we go along in the series. So, FLR listeners, tune in next month for the first chapter of The Cereal King. That's it for now, food eaters. To all the listeners in podcast land, old and new, I appreciate you tuning in. If you have a little more time, I'd greatly appreciate a 5-star rating and positive review at the iTunes store. I read all of them. You can find previous episodes of Food Labels Revealed in their show notes at the hosting website called Podbean. That's at www.podbean.com, or just by Googling Food Labels Revealed. And of course, you can always listen to the podcast on your smartphone or tablet by downloading a podcast app like Apple Podcasts or Google Play or Spotify. If you think your family, friends, coworkers, or acquaintances might be interested in this podcast, tweet or post a link through your social media outlets to get the word out. If you haven't already, check out my book about the fast food industry by going to Amazon and searching on my name, Mel Weinstein, or the title, Fast Food Ingredients Revealed. Till later, remember this. If you want to eat well and keep yourself healthy, eat food mainly from natural plants, not manufacturing plants. The outro music is an old Frosted Flakes commercial from the Kellogg's Company.
Are you going to brave the rapids?
Sure, after this complete breakfast, including my Frosted Flakes, they bring out the tiger in you.
Good, you'll need it.
Good? They're great!
You'll show them your